Hundreds of people attended a vigil last night in solidarity with a pensioner who was brutally attacked in Dublin's north inner city on Saturday night. Paddy Hansard had just reached his home at Courtney Place flat complex in Ballybock when he was assaulted during a row over noise. Mr. Hansard, who's in his 70s, suffered severe head injuries. A man in his 50s has been questioned in connection with the incident. Our reporter Amy Nuriadha was at the vigil.
There were emotional scenes in Courtney Place as darkness fell on the hundreds of candles laid out in the shape of Paddy Hansard's name. Almost 500 people gathered outside the apartment complex at Courtney Place in Ballybock in solidarity with the Hansard family. They said prayers and sang songs in a service led by Sister Nuala Dolan of St. Agatha's Church.
This is a wonderful community, that there are wonderful people making up this community. And you can see that for yourself by the numbers that have turned out here tonight. And they're so sincere and so genuine and so spiritual. And they've come here to be in solidarity with the family. That is neighbourliness, that is community, that is love.
One of those who came out in support was Joe Dowling, a lifelong friend of Paddy's and a community worker with Hope.
And I was born and reared with Paddy, you know, we grew up together as well. Paddy was a gentleman, and I really mean it.
Oh, yes.
And that's the reason why I'm down here tonight, because Paddy was a gentleman.
Describe him for me, what kind of character is he?
Paddy was so quiet, he was very quiet, even growing up, Paddy's a great character, lovely, lovely man. And he didn't deserve what happened, and I didn't manage to tell you that.
Christy Burke, independent councillor for North Inner City, was one of the organisers of last night's vigil and has been speaking to Paddy's brother, Paul.
This is the area that Paddy lived in, and this is the area where the alleged assault took place. And as you can see here, there's a very dignified, large gathering of neighbours. Well, at the minute, he's still obviously in a coma. He's still, as far as they're concerned, the medical people, he's critical. But that there's no serious change within him. And as Paul said, Paddy's a fighter. And once that's there, they're hanging on to that. Paddy, we salute you, we love you, and we support you.
The locals I spoke to last night say the news of the assault was completely unprecedented.
The reaction in Ballybock was everyone was shocked. The whole community. We just can't grasp, can't take it in.
I nearly fell back in the shop when I heard it, you know.
Well, I'm 42 years living down here now, and I can guarantee you I've never heard of it. Never heard of anything like it. At this day and age, you're not safe walking out now. You're afraid going out. You're looking over your shoulder, who's behind you, looking who's in front of you. You're not safe walking the streets anymore.
Some locals in Dublin's Ballybock speaking to our reporter Amy Nuriadha last night.